Welcome to the 2010 MSF Frontline Reports. Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, is an independent medical humanitarian aid organization. I'm Kevin Phelan. This month, we'll hear how MSF is working to treat drug-resistant tuberculosis in Armenia. The most commonly used medicines for TB require long, often painful treatment with drugs that were developed 40 years ago. Treating drug-resistant strains of the disease is even more problematic, and Armenia has one of the highest rates in the world for these strains.
The causes are multifactorial and quite linked to the collapse of the Soviet Union, which resulted in collapse of the healthcare system, the social support system, and unemployment and stuff like that.
But first, our emergency updates. Soft power is the term that a military uses to describe civilian actors in a conflict. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen recently made a statement in which he implied that NGOs should collaborate or provide soft power to NATO forces. Mr. Rasmussen suggested that Afghanistan should be the prototype for engagement between NATO and NGOs. MSF strongly objects to this statement. Michiel Hoffman, MSF's head of mission in Afghanistan, explained on the CBC radio program As It Happens why the NATO Secretary General's suggestion is a problem for MSF and other NGOs working in conflict areas such as Afghanistan.
The problem with that is that our work is completely based on the acceptance of all parties in this war, that our only intention is medical work. If any of the parties in this war, like the NATO, give the impression that our work contributes to their military objectives, that means the safety of our patients and our staff is no longer guaranteed. By making these remarks and by implying that NGOs such as MSF are in any way part of the strategy of NATO, it makes it more likely that the hospitals where we work and the patients and the staff get attacked by the other parties in this war. And that makes this statement from Mr. Rasmussen a big problem for organizations like MSF.
In northern Burundi, malaria cases have been rising to worrying numbers since November. MSF teams have been working with the Ministry of Health to find and treat those already infected with the disease and to try to prevent its spread. Their three-pronged strategy includes support to local hospitals, testing and treating patients in different villages through mobile clinics, and the distribution of mosquito nets. Of more than 40,000 people cared for by MSF mobile clinics so far, 75% were found to have malaria. These patients can be treated on the spot through mobile clinics, or if they have severe malaria, be referred to one of two MSF-supported provincial hospitals. MSF malaria advisor, Dr. Martin de Smet, explains why this approach works in northern Burundi.
There are two reasons to go for the mobile clinics. In the first place, it's of course a huge number of patients, and this would clearly overload and is overloading the primary healthcare centers. So just taking part of the burden of the patients to the villages makes it possible to manage. It's also reality that in Burundi the patients still have to pay for their treatment. People would still be reluctant and are still reluctant to go, because they know from the past that most likely they will have to pay for the treatment. And so by doing mobile clinics, or we make it easy for the people to have geographical access, and at the same time we spread the message in the villages that the treatment is completely for free, and so the patients do not hesitate to come as soon as a child or they are sick themselves.
As the rainy season continues in Burundi, malaria transmission will likely continue as well. MSF teams expect to keep delivering care for the next few months. And now for this month's feature. In developed countries, tuberculosis is considered a disease of the past. But in parts of Africa, Asia, and countries of the former Soviet Union, the infectious disease remains distressingly prevalent. What's worse is that during the last decade, strains of the disease resistant to the drugs most commonly used to treat TB have developed and spread. Drug resistance, which requires costly and often difficult treatment, is caused by incorrect TB drug prescriptions and interruptions in treatment. It can also be spread from person to person. In Armenia, MSF works with the Ministry of Health to run the only program to treat drug-resistant TB in that country. MSF's Sam Taylor visited the project in the capital, Yerevan, and brings this report.
In the National Tuberculosis Centre in the Armenian capital Yerevan, an MSF nurse counts out dozens of toxic tablets. Patients must take these daily to treat drug-resistant tuberculosis. Since 2004, MSF has been supporting the Armenian Ministry of Health in treating drug-resistant TB. Patients are initially hospitalised in the National TB Centre. Then, once they're no longer contagious, they go home and receive treatment 6 days a week at one of the MSF-supported clinics around the capital. In Armenia, 9% of new patients and 43% of patients who've previously received TB treatment have drug-resistant TB. MSF's Dr. Stobdan Kalon, head of the project here, says the reasons for this prevalence are many.
The causes are multifactorial and quite linked to the collapse of the Soviet Union, which resulted in collapse of the healthcare system, the social support system, and unemployment and stuff like that. So due to this variety of reasons, drug-resistant TB emerged as a serious problem in former Soviet Union countries, and Armenia features among the top 10 drug-resistant TB countries in the world.
The latest drugs to treat these patients were developed almost 40 years ago. Treatment requires patients to take between 10 and 20 pills per day. Nearly all patients complain of serious side effects from this punishing daily regime of tablets, injections, and powders. Drug-resistant TB can take 2 years or more to treat, and many patients are unable to get through the entire course of treatment. Larissa, a 29-year-old English teacher, was diagnosed with drug-resistant TB in August 2009. She's completed the initial stage of treatment where patients are hospitalized. She now stays at home and visits a clinic 6 days a week to take her medication.
And most of the patients, I think, have this difficulty of taking the tablets. And every day, you see, not once, not twice, not once a week. It's every day you start your day with pills. You are under the influence of the medicines. This is, I can say, shortage in memory. You fail words, sometimes names. You don't remember much details, and also they affect, as for me, on my eyesight. I get very, very tired when I sit in front of computer, just half an hour, and I can't work anymore.
Larissa's side effects are relatively light compared to other patients. The drugs can result in side effects that cause more discomfort than the disease. Some patients with pre-existing medical conditions are simply unable to continue the treatment because of the effects of the drugs. As well as a medical team that supervises a difficult treatment, MSF social workers and psychologists are an essential part of the project. TB patients face grave stigma, and becoming a DRTB patient frequently causes serious financial and psychological problems.
I think that I'm behind, a bit behind this life, because I had to leave my job. I could not have full contact with my child and my relatives. I didn't allow them to come to hospital, only outside, because, you know, it's an infection and you are responsible for all the contacts. It was also psychologically, I felt very lonesome.
The MSF psychologists and social workers have helped Larissa deal with all aspects of the disease and treatment.
MSF project, I think it's a great support for me. The team works great. Psychologists every time, they try to help you to overcome. They always try to inspire. You can, you will, you get cured. You will get cured. You are not incurable. You are a normal person equal to each. You are not suffering from such kind of disease. You are not an invalid. You are the same as all of us. You are not different because you have TB. You are not green. You are not yellow. You are just the same.
MSF offers food assistance to those who need it, as well as helping with transportation costs for patients to get to the clinics where they take their drugs after being discharged from hospital once they're no longer contagious. Even with this support by MSF, only 46% of people admitted to the program in 2007 were cured. Some 21% defaulted on treatment, with many saying it was the punishing drug regime and resulting side effects that led them to stop the potentially life-saving treatment. Dr. Stobdan again.
We are trying to do our best to make it easier for patients by designing a more patient-friendly treatment strategies, like home-based care, taking the treatment to their homes if they are not able to come to the hospital, trying to have a very multidisciplinary approach of psychosocial support, counseling, so they can have day-to-day support and reinforcing their motivation and providing emotional support for them to carry on the treatment.
That was Sam Taylor. Nearly 500,000 new cases of drug-resistant TB are identified worldwide every year. Among those cases, more than 97% of people do not have access to appropriate diagnoses or treatment. Go to MSF's websites to learn more. For more information about MSF's activities and for updates on other underreported humanitarian emergencies, please visit our websites at msf.org or at doctorswithoutborders.org. Thank you for listening to this edition of MSF Frontline Reports. Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, is an independent medical humanitarian aid organization that delivers emergency assistance to people affected by wars, epidemics, and natural or man-made disasters in more than 60 countries around the world.